There's a graveyard in just about every old U.S. Army installation. Most of those graveyards are completely full, and the Army says the ones that aren't now soon will be. The cemetery at Fort Riley, Kansas, will reach capacity this summer. The Veterans Administration and some states are trying to solve the problem. Still, some old soldiers don't want to be laid to rest at a new cemetery after living so long near a historic post. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Frank Morris reports.
White tombstones packed into tight, neat rows run right up to the limestone walls that surround Fort Riley's post cemetery. The oldest markers date to 1854, when one of several epidemics tore through the remote outpost. Fort Curator Bill McHale says combatants from every major American conflict since then lie in this field.
Confederate and Union soldiers from the Civil War, the Indian Wars period, and World War I and II, Korea, Vietnam, down to the present.
This graveyard's meticulously maintained, but not frozen in time yet. Fresh graves, rectangles of bare soil sprinkled with seeds, break the turf. But these will be among the last. A half-century-old Army regulation forbids building new graveyards on post or expanding old ones. Cemetery Supervisor Larry Githerman says the fort has done just about everything short of that. They've pulled up roads and routinely stack husbands and wives under the same marker. Now, Githerman, standing between rows of tombstones, says he dreads the call that he knows is coming any day.
Basically, I'm going to have to tell them that there is no space left in the cemetery, and there's really nothing that can be done.
I'm 85, and like I told them, I'm living on borrowed time.
Albert Curley already feels spurned. Curley is one of the last surviving Buffalo soldiers, members of all black regiments formed just after the Civil War and deactivated near the end of World War II. Curley served 28 years in the Army, fighting in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. For Curley, like a lot of retired military near here, Fort Riley is home base.
I enlisted at Fort Riley, and one day I hope to be buried at Fort Riley. But evidently it looks like that I won't be, you know.
I'm now miles and miles from the post cemetery, standing in a field of tall green weeds that stretch out toward a ridge of hills in the distance. It's a nice place, but it doesn't look at all like a military cemetery. It will, though.
I expect to see several hundred, maybe several thousand headstones here. I expect to see a place of honor, a place of respect.
Kiefer Peel runs Kansas's Veterans Cemetery program. It's a new position. Until a few years ago, Kansas maintained no veteran cemeteries. When this one, on the edge of Fort Riley's sprawling grounds, is done a year or so from now, the state will operate four of them.
As a new business for the state of Kansas, as a new business for a lot of states, getting into this.
35 other states have built graveyards for veterans with VA funding in recent years. The VA itself has been building new national cemeteries. Together, they've just about doubled the number of graveyards reserved for veterans, their spouses, and dependent children. But the expansion hasn't been driven by casualties in Iraq and Afghanistan, where more than 4,000 U.S. troops have been killed in 6 years of fighting. The VA says that last year, older veterans died at the rate of about 1,500 a day. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.